what we've got.
Yeah, no, it was a difficult game, but the two games are difficult for us, and we had to defend for long periods, but I think in the games we didn't defend really well as a team. I think now we've got a few players back from injury and we've got a stronger squad, so we can bring good options, good players off the bench. Obviously the red card helps us, but as I said, it's great for us. It gives us an opportunity just to go again and try and get promoted.
Did you think it was a red card?
I genuinely haven't seen it again. My first bit just with Simon's reaction that it was, but I genuinely don't know. I know he was away from him, but I don't know if there was contact there. I genuinely couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You must be pleased with the way your guys played. Maybe apart from maybe 50 minutes towards the end of the first half, you looked relatively comfortable.
Yeah, no, I thought we started the game really well and had a good chance, and I thought we were on the front foot and I thought we were good. And then, look, the Firmland shape and better players give you a problem. So, and they did that for maybe 25 minutes of the first half, but really important that we've seen that spell out, didn't lose a goal, could regroup a little bit at half time, tried to make positive substitutions second half, and that came off with going two players up the pitch and Bob creating for Simon, so that substitution kind of paid off.
It's the nature of football, it must be professional, but coming back to your club, sort of your club as well, and
yeah.
Yeah,
as you look, my family and we're in the family end today, so and my sons and stuff. So look, it's disappointing for the club, but I was here before when the club were in a far worse state. They were in administration, didn't think they were going to be there, and a lot of people came and saved the club and slowly built it back up and got into the top end of the Championship. And yes, they've had a bad year, but it happens. So it's disappointing, but it's a big club, it's a good club, and it'll no doubt that it'll be back up to the Championship to push on again.
GB, as it comes to us, the last few seconds of this game, you'd be quite glad that they've gone the distance of the
other
game, mate.
Yeah. No, I say this, I think
it's
nearly there, are they?
It's 6-4 Airdrie.
Yeah.
So 6-5.
Yeah. Well, Airdrie, if it is, but something like Montrose beat us a couple of weeks ago, Airdrie had a good team, scored a lot of goals. So it'll be a really difficult game. They've been on a brilliant run. I was up there the other night watching them, and apart from 20 minutes, they played really well. They were good players. They're an attacking team. But again, we've got to think about ourselves, and if we can go and do what we do and done the last couple of games, defend well, pick our moments to score goals, then and hopefully we've got a good opportunity, and it is a big opportunity for this club and the players at this club to get the club into the Championship. No, it was perfect. It was great timing, although there was a few minutes left. But as I said, we've tried to make positive subs and tried to create a threat. We got the two players up there, and it was a good bit of play from Bob and Simon, is where he is in that box. So no, it was a good end to the game. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.